The Central Asian nation of Uzbekistan was a key base for U.S. forces fighting in Afghanistan. But this past week, the last U.S. military plane left Uzbekistan, and the Uzbek government has informed NATO countries they can no longer use its territory for peacekeeping missions. After 9/11, the former Soviet republic was seen as an important partner for the U.S. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Washington analysts are lamenting the fact that the West has lost Uzbekistan.
NATO officials did their best to downplay Uzbekistan's decision to kick NATO troops out by the end of the year and block overflights. Spokesman James Apatheri said the alliance will find workarounds.
If adjustments need to be made to the way in which we supply and support the peacekeeping mission in Afghanistan, they will be made, they can be made. Our security assistance force in Afghanistan will still get the logistical support it needs to carry out its mission.
Politically, though, it was a big blow to European nations and the U.S. The relationship turned sour back in May when Uzbek police cracked down on protesters in the city of Andijan. Western nations called on Uzbekistan's hardline president, Islam Karimov, to allow an international investigation. The European Union even imposed sanctions. Central Asia expert Martha Brill Alcott believes the decision to push out NATO was Uzbekistan's response.
It's hard to see this as anything but retaliation to the EU decision to introduce sanctions against Uzbekistan, and specifically to bar 12 individuals from being able to enter Europe. So this is kind of a stepped descent of Uzbekistan away from the West and towards Russia and China.
Over the summer, Uzbekistan told the Americans to leave the military base they were using for the war in Afghanistan. The U.S. pulled out last Monday after settling a nearly $23 million bill for the services the Uzbeks provided over the past couple of years at the base. Alcott of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace thinks the U.S. missed an opportunity to influence Uzbekistan.
I personally believe that more economic engagement and more democracy assistance, you know, making Uzbekistan feel like they were really a strategic ally of the U.S. on all levels, might have given reform a greater shot so that we might not have gotten Andijan. But once we got Andijan, we really were in a box, both the U.S. and Europe.
At a recent panel at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, Matt Bryza, a State Department official whose portfolio includes Uzbekistan, accepted some criticism.
I'm not sure it was a U.S. policy failure. It's a failed experience, perhaps, in part.
The Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasia said the U.S. did a lot with Uzbekistan to improve security in the region, but Uzbekistan turned out to be a disappointment.
We thought we had channeled Uzbekistan in a more constructive direction. It seemed to be moving that way for quite some time. Something changed maybe a year and a half ago. And after what happened in Andijan, we just found we had no choice but to call for a transparent investigation of the indiscriminate, what looked like indiscriminate shooting of hundreds of people in Andijan. But it was Uzbekistan that made the choice to ask us to leave.
Russia has since signed a military agreement with the Uzbeks, adding to the sense of resignation among many analysts in Washington that the West has lost Uzbekistan. The Heritage Foundation's Ariel Cohen says Central Asia is a vital region and the U.S. needs to figure out a way to stay engaged.
There is now ongoing battle for presence in that part of the world between Russia, China, Pakistan, India, and non-state actors like the global radical Islamic movement.
Cohen says the U.S. must keep in mind these intricate geopolitical games and find a way to balance its democracy agenda with its strategic interests in the region. This at a time when the U.S. has lost leverage, along with a military base. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice did go to Central Asia last month to try to shore up America's relationships with Uzbekistan's neighbors. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.